Well, it was a shock because I saw him front the media on many occasions throughout the World Cup. Didn't realise his health was so dire, but the legend that is Jonah Lomu, passing away at the age of only 40, 6 foot five, 120 kilograms of just a rampaging muscle down that left-hand side. And a man who knew him pretty well. He's Tim Horan, Fox Sports rugby commentator, Wallaby legend. G'day, Tim.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Yeah, it was a sad day yesterday, wasn't it? A bit of a shock. Jonah, only 40 years old, and he debuted as a 19-year-old back in 1994 and then played in that World Cup final in South Africa as a 20-year-old. So it's he had a massive footprint on the game, and I think he was probably the first global superstar and really took rugby globally.
Yeah, it was a real shock because it seemed to be sudden, Tim. Yeah. Not that we know what his health was like recently, but he had this problem for many, many years. It was incredible. He lived with it for so long.
Yeah, he had a kidney transplant in 2004, and that was only 1 year after he played his last All Black Test match. And kidney transplant went well, but it lasted for about 7.5 years, and the kidney was rejected then. And he's been on dialysis ever since, you know, about 4 to 5 times a week for 6 to 8 hours per day. Yeah. So he's been fighting it. I saw him at the Rugby World Cup recently, and I said to him, you know, how are you travelling? He looked pretty good. He said, but all I want to do is get to my kid's 18th birthday. So he knew it was a challenge, and he knew it was going to be an uphill battle to get there.
Yeah. Did your experiences with him, mate, opposing him?
Always difficult to face Jonah Lomu in a haka, let alone then about five minutes later turn around and face him with the ball 10 metres away from you with the try line just behind you. Wonderful player and, you know, such a kind person off the field. He was so giving with his time. And I was lucky enough to play with him a few times in the Barbarians test matches in the UK in 2001. And we roomed together and really got to know the person. And he was telling me stories about, he said, I just love the game. And he used to turn up in his car, he'd drive through Auckland and see young kids playing touch footy. He'd just hop out of the car and go and play touch footy for half an hour with them. And I think he knew where he came from. He came from South Auckland. He was in some very vicious gangs when he was sort of 14, 15, 16. And he said that if he didn't play rugby, he didn't find rugby, he said he would either be in jail or he wouldn't be here.
He has changed the game in a way, and certainly over there, Tim, we know the consistency and how awesome the All Blacks have been for so long, but they've been searching for someone like Jonah ever since he came on board and therefore sort of changed things.
Yeah, he did. He changed the way rugby was played out wide as a winger. And you look at Julian Savia now, who's probably a similar mould to Jonah Lomu. There'll only be one Jonah Lomu, but certainly Julian Savia is getting, you know, close to what Jonah was like. But I think also it was a good inspiration to people in New Zealand, young kids in New Zealand, especially the Polynesian community, not just on how to reach your goals, but he did a lot of work, charity work around teaching young kids to be active, to eat the right foods and just live a healthy lifestyle. It was away from the game where a lot of people probably didn't see, but a lot of people remember him in the number 11 All Black jersey, but he certainly did a lot off the field as well.
Tim, even when he made his debut at 19, he was plagued with this kidney problem for most of his life, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He said he said even in the World Cup in 99, he sort of felt something. He just wasn't sure what it was. And he battled it for a long time without sort of really he knowing what it was. And I was talking to Zinzan Brooke, the great number 8, All Black number 8, in the World Cup recently, and we got talking about Jonah and his influence on the All Black jersey and rugby. And he said when he was a 20-year-old at this Rugby World Cup final against the Springboks, and they're sitting in the dressing room before they're about to run out, and Zinzan stood up and said, "Okay, does anyone want to say any last words?" And Jonah hadn't spoken for 7 weeks of that tour. And he stood up and grabbed the silver fern on his All Black jersey and said, "I will die in this jersey today for you guys," and then sat back down and said, "Guys," were sort of tears, and sort of he had hardly spoken. That's how much that All Black jersey meant for him.
Yeah, I was hearing Georgie Gregan yesterday, mate, and he when he got run over by Lomu and sort of said, "Man, get out of my way." So I tried, and that just think of Mitchell Johnson retiring and all the batsmen around the world.
I tried
going, "Oh, thank God, I'm not having to face him again." But Jonah was that sort of player.
Yeah, it was funny. I saw something. Obviously, there's a lot of tributes on social media yesterday, and there was one and said that if rugby's the game they play in heaven, there's going to be some very scared winks up there. So it's a very sad day, but we've got to celebrate the person that he was off the field and also on the field. He left a huge legacy in the game and a big footprint in the game globally.
Yeah, speaking of legacies, mate, the Wallabies, it was a terrific Rugby World Cup. I know Michael Checker, and speaking to some of the Wallabies, they're not happy with coming second, which is a good thing in a way, but it was still a good championship for the Wallabies, just outgunned by a better All Black team.
Yeah, the best team won in the competition, the All Blacks. I think the Wallabies did really well in the final to get back to 17-21. I think 17-3 at half time was a bit scary. And I dropped into the Wallaby hotel after the match and just saw a couple of players, and they were hurting, which was good. It's got to hurt. Stephen Moore did a wonderful job as a leader, so did Michael Checker. Within that 12-month period, too, really turned that team around. It was a pretty good base that Ewan McKenzie, the previous coach, had left.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, they had a great culture in that group. They trusted each other. And really, the stake in the ground for that Wallaby team was that 8 minutes they defended against Wales with only 13 men. That probably showed world rugby that they're back.
Yeah, such a committed team. And it can't help but feel that Checker has taken them to the next level, Tim. He's contracted to 2017. Do you think he'll go beyond that?
Yeah, time will tell. He's overcoaching the Barbarians team at the moment in the UK with a few Wallabies part of that team. And it's interesting to see, because he would have been offered a lot of money to coach England, but he said no straight away. He's committed to this Wallaby team. And I think he just wants to take this team to another level in the next year or two. And, you know, the big one next year, boys, has got to be this Bledisloe Cup. How do we get our hands on the Bledisloe Cup after 12 years?
Yeah, well, it could help, mate, because I think today over there in New Zealand, Richie McCaw's expected to announce his retirement. Now, I mean, as great a player as he is, it'd be good to see the back of him.
Wonderful player, and you know, he'd be in the top three or four with Jonah Lomu, Dan Carter, Colin Meads as the top four or five players in New Zealand ever to wear the All Black jersey. So what a career he's had. And yeah, I think Richie McCaw has just stood out all the time. The great thing about Richie, plays on the edge all the time, which we all know. So I think referees would be keen to see the back of him as well.
Yeah,
Tim, thanks for your time, mate. It's important that we do celebrate the life of Jonah Lomu, and we thank you for your thoughts and stories.
Yeah, thanks, boys. It's you know, it was a sad day yesterday, but we'll celebrate what he has done for rugby, not just in New Zealand or Australia, but around the world.
Good on you. Tim Horan there. He's the Fox Sport rugby commentator. We thank you.